hello, friends. Welcome back. We are so glad you're joining us for episode 12 of Divergent by Design, a podcast that is dedicated to exploring the ways that you can use universal design for learning in your classroom. My name is Lynn Kleinmeier, and I am joined today by my favorite co-host, Jonathan Wiley.
Oh, you only have one co-host, but I will take it. I'm not going to look that gift horse in the mouth.
You shouldn't. I mean, because technically it's true. You are my favorite co-host.
Compliments are hard to find these days, but I know when I'm on Divergent by Design, I'm always going to get one from Lynn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. Hey, did you notice that I emphasized 12?
I did see that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, good things come in packages of 12, an even dozen.
Good things like
donuts.
Oh, very good.
And
yes.
eggs. And this podcast.
Right. I get it. Yep. There's three dozens there that I would have more of myself.
Yes. I mean, just perfect. All right. So today in episode 12, what are we talking about, Jonathan?
I think in previous episodes, we've spent a lot of time at a micro level. We've zoomed in on those UDL guidelines and picked out individual checkpoints and components and thought about what they mean and what they would look like in the classroom. But today, we are backing away from it a little bit more. We're zooming out. We're getting that big picture view of UDL as a whole.
Exactly. And like you just said, the UDL guidelines, for the purpose of our podcast, we chose to zoom in on each of the individual components, but that's really not how the UDL guidelines are intended to work. They are intended to be fluid and cyclical. And I think we referenced that numerous times within the podcast itself, of talking about the circular nature of the guidelines. And so that's really our intent today, is to bring it full circle, to look at this big picture, to think about how all of these things connect on multiple levels, but then also to kind of think about, so what, now what? What are the next steps?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So as we consider what might be your next step as a listener or as a UDL practitioner, we came up with four possible pathways that you may want to explore for your next steps. So let's think about that first pathway, Lynn. Where could this road lead us?
Well, pathway number one. Perhaps you are a listener who is still wanting to look at the UDL guidelines themselves and to really truly understand that interconnectivity between the components, wanting to deepen your own understanding and just kind of delve a little bit deeper than we were able to in our podcast series. So in our show notes, we have several options of places that you can go to learn more. A couple of them we have mentioned numerous times through the course of the podcast. Resources like the books that Jonathan and I have read, for example, Dive into UDL or UDL and Blended Learning. So you'll find we've got some books listed, as well as some websites, some blogs, even some recommendations of conferences, places where you can go to learn more and to help you make those connections and deepen your understanding.
Yeah, over the last couple of years or so, when Lynn and I have been diving into UDL, we have amassed a large number of resources. And we just finished, as Lynn was saying, the UDL and Blended Learning book. But we do have a stack of other books on our list that we do want to get to and we do want to read through. So we'll share with you the resources we like, as well as the ones that we have still to get to ourselves, just to give you as full and rounded a picture as we can of places you can go next in order to learn more, because we're really, in some ways, kind of scratching the surface here. I know we're 12 episodes into this, but you've got to think about what makes sense for you and the things that you have in your classroom. So hopefully these resources will help with that.
And that's a perfect segue to pathway number two. So perhaps pathway two might be good for you if you are a friend who is chomping at the bit and you really want to think about what UDL looks like in your classroom, and to take some of the ideas that we've talked about and the mindsets and that guideline, the frameworks, and you want to actually put them into action when it comes to designing learning experiences for your students. So as Jonathan referenced, in the UDL exploration that we've done, we've amassed a wide range of resources to help with some of that implementation, some of the planning when it comes to designing with that UDL lens. Now, you may notice that several of these focus and come from a particular website because if you haven't picked it up already, we tend to be Katie Novak fans, and she has an amazing variety of resources to help you kind of consider in your own context, what does this look like? What are the things that you need to think about?
Mm-hmm. Pathway two is maybe the practical pathway. I'm ready to do something. I'm going to get my hands dirty and see how I can implement this in my classroom. So pathway two is an exciting one, but we still got pathway three and four. What's on pathway three, Lynn?
Well, perhaps you are a person who you've already, during the course of this podcast, been starting to implement some of the mentalities and thinking as you've been designing. And now maybe you want to share the love and maybe look at how you can help other members of your learning communities, your colleagues, your administration, kind of make connections to UDL and perhaps even connecting it to some of those bigger conversations that your district may be having. We referenced early on in this podcast that UDL is part of a bigger conversation. It's a piece of a puzzle. So I know we mentioned early on that Universal Design for Learning is explicitly called out in the Every Student Succeed or ESSA Act, you know, helping your administration see those connections. Perhaps it's making connections to conversations that are happening about designing universal core instruction or social emotional learning or MTSS or multi-tiered systems of support. These conversations that are happening, we have quite a few resources that help make connections that you can share with your colleagues and create your own community of practice.
Yeah, I think it's important when you're going down pathway three that you're able to approach this with the mindset that UDL is not going to be one more thing, because right now, nobody needs one more thing. There is such a thing as initiative fatigue. And if you come up to a staff meeting with another bunch of educational acronyms, people are going to look kind of funny at you. So we want to make sure that we're being purposeful with this and that our intent is good. And the best way to do that is just to show that it really is a natural part of some of the things we're already doing, that we just need to be a little bit more purposeful.
Exactly.
So as we're standing here at the crossroads, looking at all our pathways, we've still got pathway four. And on pathway four, it's similar to pathway three, I think, in some ways. It mm-hmm. could be a parallel path, but instead of connecting with your peers, it could be a way for you to connect with your students. So students today brought up in this digital world, sometimes referred to as those digital natives, but they're creating all kinds of digital products. And I think for Lynn and I, we see this as maybe an opportunity that you could have in order to, you know, embed some of those UDL values into some of the work that they're doing. So I'm thinking things like, you know, alt text on images on a website, or formatting a document with the correct headings, the H1s, the H2s, and things like that. Adding closed captions to videos, making your hyperlinks descriptive instead of just click here. These are all little things, but things that you could get students to become more aware of so that as they go forward in their life and create more and more digital products and put that stuff out there, that they're making things that are accessible to all kinds of people.
Exactly. You know, I mean, part of the UDL mindset that you just mentioned is about engaging your students and inviting them into the learning process and helping them own the learning. And part of that is empowering them as creators to think about designing with empathy themselves. So yeah, it's huge.
Couldn't agree more. So as we come to the end of this episode, what might be some words of wisdom that you might have for our listeners, Lynn?
All right. So I think the best words of advice that I could give to anyone who's starting this UDL journey is to think about baby steps. Like Jonathan just said, you know, it's easy to have initiative fatigue. And quite honestly, sometimes when you look at the UDL guidelines holistically, it can feel overwhelming. So I guess my words of advice are get to know your kiddos and really build those relationships and be mindful of the learners you have in front of you. And with that knowledge, choose one or two places where you can begin to delve deeply and to really kind of consider and remove some barriers for your kids. Don't try to do all the things all at once, all the time. Start with intentionality, and just small, impactful changes are going to be the best approach.
Yeah, I really like that. I think one of the resources we have is that UDL implementation timeline from Katie Novak, and she really steps that out so that, you know, you're not doing everything all at once, because that'd be crazy and you'd be driving yourself insane, and it probably wouldn't be the best implementation either. So baby steps. I like that.
Yes. Okay. So Jonathan, how about you? Wiley's words of wisdom.
Wow. That could be a podcast all by itself.
Oh, good.
I think what I would say would be to continue this journey, but don't continue it by yourself. See if you can find some other like-minded people to continue this journey with. I think back to when my UDL journey started and when Lynn and I first connected on this project. I don't think I would be anywhere close to the place I am today talking to you on a podcast right now if I had gone this path by myself. I think I've learned so much more having Lynn as an accountability partner, as a podcast partner, as a thought partner. So these kind of partnerships are really important and they're really valuable, and they will help you develop your thinking around UDL and give you all the ideas you need and the support you need to do this successfully.
Aw, Jonathan, this is why you're my favorite.
There you go.
Yes. So, but everything you just said, it's so important, because learning is a social endeavor, and it kind of, these two words of wisdom moments perfectly align, because part of it is knowing with a partner that you're not in it by yourself.
Yeah.
There's power in being able to brainstorm together and to talk through things and just wrestle and grapple with these ideas so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming.
And if you can't find anyone immediately to connect with in your building or on social media, connect with Lynn and myself. Look us up. You'll find us online somewhere, and I'll find a way to connect and contact us. Maybe we can put contact information in the show notes for those that are looking for it. We would love to be your partners in your UDL journey.
Exactly. And I think that's a perfect segue to our episode challenge. So our episode challenge for you today is to pick a pathway. Pick how you're going to pick up the banner or flag or torch or whatever metaphor you want to use, but to continue the UDL conversation. And please, please, please reach out to us, share back with us, because we would love to be your partners in this journey.
Yes, absolutely, Lynn. That is well said. So know that although this is our last episode for now, this is not exactly goodbye. It's maybe just goodbye for now, question mark?
Yeah.
We've come to the end of this particular series and I'm examining the UDL guidelines, but it won't be the last you hear from us. The conversation is going to continue, and certainly offline, but online as well. You're going to probably see blog posts from us, or if you're at Grant Wood, courses and workshops, and who knows, maybe even another season of Divergent by Design.
I know. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. Never know. But until then, as always, we hope that this podcast series has provided you with some grounding and will help you keep growing. Our music for the podcast is What's the Angle? By Shane Ivers of SilvermanSound.com and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.